You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
A Super Smiley Adventure is brought to you by State Farm.
I'm Smiley the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I'm a big girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hump. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smiley the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles, welcome to A Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my possum sidekick, Super Smiley, who's my co-host and the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival and for State Farm. I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And right now, a big thank you to our amazing national sponsor, State Farm, who does so much for dogs with programs including bite prevention, arson dogs, pet disaster preparation, and kindness. And today we are on a grand Super Smiley adventure. We're on the red carpet in Los Angeles for Fox Television Network for their Thanksgiving television special, The All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. The stars are out in force to showcase 200 rescued dogs, all ready to find their forever families. Kaylee Cuoco from the mega Emmy-winning The Big Bang Theory is hosting. The event is executive produced by Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, along with the mega executive producer Michael Levitt. You may remember Hilary joined us on A Super Smiley Adventure last year with one of my very, very favorites, Jane Lynch, for their first Thanksgiving All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration on Fox. This year on the show, they're showcasing 200 rescued dogs who are available for adoption. And the purpose is also to bring out the star power to show how amazing rescued dogs are, how they add so much to our lives. You know, Super Smiley's a rescue. Scarlett Johansson joins the show from New York City and shares that when you rescue a dog, you're actually rescuing two, the one you just took home and the one you just made room for at the shelter. This year, they're also teaming up with Wings of Rescue, who flies at-risk pets from high-risk shelters to safety. And this year alone, they've flown 7,000 pets to safety. And for this television special, Wings of Rescue has officially broken the record for the most dogs ever flown to safety in a two-day period. We love Wings of Rescue! And tonight's television guests include Betty White, Dancing with the Stars' Carrie Ann Inaba, American Idol's Randy Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Paula Abdul, so many more. So we want to invite you to tune into Fox Thanksgiving night, 8, 7 Central to watch and to share our radio show here through the whole holiday season to hear what these stars have to say about rescues and to help get more shelter dogs adopted. And right now, we are live. We are live on the red carpet with the human stars and the doggy stars, all for the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. I'm keeping my eyes open for Kaylee Cuoco. And now, I see the gorgeous judge and choreographer from Dancing with the Stars. And now we've got Carrie Ann Inaba. Hi, Carrie Ann.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, Carrie Ann. I love your work on Dancing with the Stars, all of your choreography, but also your work for animals. Bless you for what
Thank
you
do. Thank you so much. That's my favorite part of my life. Like, to me, I became a celebrity so that I could do better for animals.
I completely get that.
I'm like, I have my job so I can pay for animals' bills, and I can donate more, and I can have my rescue foundation. Like, I feel that way.
Yes, tell us about your rescue foundation.
I have an organization called the Animal Project Foundation, formerly known as the Carrie Ann Inaba Animal Project, but then I took my name off because I felt like it distracted from the cause, because it's not about me, it's about these guys.
These are the stars tonight. These are the real stars.
And that's what's so great about tonight. So my organization does a lot of rescue. We do emergency rescue funding. So if there's an animal who needs to go to the hospital and get some work done or training or anything so that they could be rehabilitated to get adopted out, that's what we do. And we also provide free spay-neuter services to underserved areas.
I love this. And say the name of your organization again so everyone can look it up and follow you.
Thank you. It's the animalprojectfoundation.org.
I love this. And Carrie Ann, we saw you when you hosted the Genesis Awards.
Yes,
you've hosted, you've done so many wonderful things for the Humane Society of the United States and so many organizations like the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration tonight. So we're going to adopt out some dogs tonight, right?
Yes, tonight. That's what we're here for. We're here to tell people and to remind them to adopt and not shop, because that's the best way. And this little girl is available. She's Lady Flattery. She's 11 weeks old. She's a Havanese.
Are you kidding me?
She's 11? Available to be adopted. And I have to tell you, she's molded into my arm.
Yeah.
And whoever adopts her is going to have to peel her out of my arms because she's getting very comfortable there, and I'm getting very comfortable. But I already have three at home. So
tell us about your dogs at home.
I have, they're all rescues. Peanut is a little Chihuahua pug mix with an underbite. She's adorable, all black. And then I have two that were found on the streets in South Central, and they were bonded. And so I adopted them because I was afraid that they were going to have to be separated. And I was like, I want them to stay
Bless
together.
You for that. Bless you.
You understand.
I totally understand.
When they're bonded and that's all they have left, I'm like, I can't take that away. I'll take them. And then I was like, I'll just foster them. And I failed.
I'm laughing at that.
Failing at a foster. That means I have two more wonderful dogs now.
Oh, bless you, Akarian. Thank you so much for joining us on Pet
Thank
Life
you for,
Radio. And bless you for your work. We love you.
Bless you.
We love you. We
bless
love you
for doing what you're doing. Aww. It's so important to talk about the animals and pets.
It is.
And give
it
them
is.
A voice, because they don't have a voice, and that's what we all have to do together.
That's right. Thank you. And now coming towards us, I love Ross Matthews. Now, you all may remember him as Ross the Intern from the Jay Leno Show. Ross Matthews, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Oh my gosh, is this Pet Life Radio?
This is Pet Life Radio.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Hi. And Ross, you make us laugh, smile. We
Thank
love
you.
Your work. We love your work, but doggies make us laugh and smile too, right?
Oh my gosh.
Tell us about dogs.
Well, I have three dogs that are all rescues, and they're hilarious. I mean, they are unconditional love, and they are there when I need them, and they make me laugh. Just this morning, I woke up and my Malty Poo, whatever, she's like a mix, was sleeping on her back, and she just looked ridiculous, you know, with her belly. In the air. They make me laugh every day. They make me happy every day.
Right. I believe animals are healers and teachers. What do they teach you? But just laughing is one thing. But what else do they share with you?
They share with me gratitude. You know, it's a reminder. You know, we can, whether it's work or whatever, if it's not the way you want it, when you want it, sometimes we get really picky as humans, but dogs are just grateful. They're grateful for that little piece of scrap from your plate. They're grateful for that little pat on the head to say you love them. They're grateful, and we should all be so grateful, I think.
The basics, the things that are really important.
Exactly.
Well, Ross Matthews, thank you for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now we're here with Michael Levitt, the executive producer, founder, creator of the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration with Mr. Trooper. Hi, Michael.
Trooper Francis.
Oh, excuse me. Mr. Trooper Francis. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm great. Wonderful to see you again.
It's so good to be here. Thank you. Thank you for what you have created here. And tell our listeners, remind us why we're here and what you're doing.
Well, tonight's show, the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration, is truly a celebration of rescue dogs and the joy that they bring to our lives. And the ultimate goal of the special is hopefully to inspire people watching that rescue dogs are amazing. They will touch your soul and they will rock your world. And when there are 8 million animals in the shelter patiently waiting for loving homes, there's no excuse to not go out and rescue your next animal.
Absolutely, because you know what? No matter what you want, a big one, a little one, an old one, a young one, or a purebred, can you find them at a shelter?
That's right. A lot of people don't understand that you can find purebred dogs in the shelter, and in fact, that rescue organizations specialize in them. So whether you want a boxer or a bulldog or a chow, whatever you like, there's a rescue that specializes in that dog. And it's funny because a lot of people think that rescue animals are secondhand animals.
Right.
And that's simply not the case. These are the most grateful. Rescue dogs are the most grateful. And in fact, it's really the people that are dumping them at the shelter that have the problems, not the dogs themselves.
I agree completely. Let me share with you, my German Shepherd was abandoned 4 times, first time in the high desert, and was headed to the euthanasia room. And she is amazing now. She's a beautiful therapy dog. My dog, Super Smiley, my spokes dog, was abandoned 2 times. And tell us about
Trooper
Francis here, because let me just say, my dogs are therapy dogs. One's a crisis response dog, and the ambassador of kindness for State Farm.
Of course,
State
I
Farm,
love it.
Shout out. So they. I'm just seconding exactly what you say, Michael. They're healers and teachers. Tell us about how animals are healers and teachers.
Well, I can't tell. That's so well said, because I learned so much from both Trooper and my other dog, Nelson. I learn things from them every day, and they make my life better. You know, we live in a scary world.
Yes.
And to come home to rescue animals that are waiting for you, you know, they talk about how dogs lower your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I think it goes beyond that. I think that what they do to our soul, I think that we're going to live longer lives because we have animals in our lives and as part of our family.
And I love that you mentioned the word soul, because for me, they're also, they teach on a spiritual level that, like, we can learn from teachers and our parents and family and you know, human intellects, but animals teach on a deeper level.
Yeah, and let's just bottom line it. I'd rather be around dogs than people. How about that?
I love that. Now, just I know you got to go. You've got lots of people want to talk with you, but how many dogs do you think were adopted as the result of your show last year?
Last year, 67 of the 70 dogs we featured were adopted as a result of the show.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We received over 4,500 applications. We had over 200 people sign up to become fosters. This year, we're upping it. We have over 200 dogs on the show, and we expect all of them to be adopted as a result of our show tonight.
And you know what else? I think you mentioned a specific number, but I believe the ripple effect, and I believe that it was way more than that number you showcased how brilliant these animals are. I strongly believe
Thank
that.
You. I agree. It goes beyond the 200 dogs mm-hmm. we'll feature on the show. It's the fact that we have this incredible two-hour primetime platform to create awareness and inspire people to go out and rescue their next dog. And I truly believe that anybody watching, whether they got a dog from a breeder or not before, they will think about rescuing a dog after watching our show.
I agree. Go out and rescue a dog. And Michael,
Yay.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You
and
so
bless
much.
You. Bless you for your work. Bless
thank you.
You. What an amazing, energized, inspiring event. Coming up the carpet right now, I see Kaylee Cuoco from the Emmy-winning Big Bang Theory, along with the multi-Grammy-winning icon Emmy Lou Harris, and lots of doggies, all on Fox's red carpet for the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free stews. The only pet food with Red Barn Bully Sticks.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, live on the red carpet for Fox's All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. And hurrying back across the carpet to get backstage right now is Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. She's the host of the show tonight, and she's headed backstage right now. So let me see if I can catch her. And we have beautiful Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you, Kaylee?
Good.
Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
And Kaylee, we see you all around for Humane Society of the United States, all over everything. Tell us why animals are so important to people.
You know, I just tend to like dogs more than people, and so I really want to help them as much as I can. It's, you know, there's something about they don't have a voice, so we have to do it for them. And if I can use my, quote, celebrity any which way that I can, this is the most important thing to me.
Absolutely. And animals are healers and teachers. Have they taught you anything, your animals?
Oh, yeah. No, they've taught me more than anything to love and acceptance and patience.
Bless you, Kaylee. Bye-bye. Have a good show. Now I see a group wearing T-shirts where each person is wearing a T-shirt with one letter, and together they all spell out Unchained. Sounds like a mega message for dogs and for their people. Unchained. I'm going to grab them. Come on over for Pet Life Radio. Okay, so first of all, these are 8 people. How many of you are there? There are 8 of them, and they all have on T-shirts that says Unchained, UNCHAINED. So tell me what this means. Who wants to talk?
We are a nonprofit all-volunteer organization out of Portland, Oregon. We are winning the Sam Simon Award tonight because...
Congratulations. First of all, oh my God,
love Sam Simon up in heaven now.
Right, exactly. Yes. And we are thrilled to be here because we want to get the word out about unchaining dogs. We build fences free of charge for dogs who are living on chains for their families. And we have unchained over 1,300 dogs at this point in our area.
Bless you. Bless
yeah.
You.
And we're hoping for an unchained planet. So.
Oh, I love it. Now tell me, what area are you in? Where's your city?
Portland, Oregon, and Southwest Washington area, and actually all over the state of Oregon. We were also instrumental in getting legislation passed that limits the tethering and chaining of dogs in our state.
And tell me the name of your legislation. Does it have a name on the bill?
Where's Kelly? Let Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Hi, our founder.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly, thank you and bless you for what you're doing. Come over a little bit closer.
Okay.
Yes, so does your bill, your law, have a name that we all can look for it?
Well, it's really Oregon's anti-tethering law, and we wanted to kind of create a baseline model around the state so that dogs are protected throughout the state, not just necessarily in a county where that dog might be lucky enough to live. And so we have a minimum standard. It's 10 hours in a 24-hour period, and so we're asking families to do better for their four-legged family members, and that doesn't absolve our organization to be there for them when they're wanting assistance and help. And it's most of our families, they really do love their dogs.
I love this. And dogs are family members. I have two huge dogs, a German Shepherd and a giant Bull Mastiff mix, and they live right in our house. I mean, if we lived in a tiny little apartment, they would still live in the house with us. But so I get it. All of our listeners get it. But just tell people who may not quite understand that might say, why can't my dog sit underneath a tree? He's in the shade. Tell it. Come a little bit closer. So.
What? Why can't they be inside?
Why can't they live under a tree chained up?
What happens with dogs is we see it time and time again that dogs, the longer that they're on a chain, they'll become aggressive. They're very territorial of their area. Dogs that are chained are more likely to bite. Statistics demonstrate that. But often
they're social animals. They want
social animals. They crave human attention and affection. And so when left alone and isolated, it's not uncommon for their dog's spirit just really to be broken. But the minute they're released from the chain, so many times we've just seen magic happen, and the dog is transformed before really our eyes.
I love what you are doing. Thank you for your mission. Bless you, and congratulations on your Sam Simon Award tonight. Congratulations. And coming up the red carpet, I see iconic singer and multi-Grammy winner Emmy Lou Harris. She's sung in collaboration with other megastars like Dolly Parton and has created a dog shelter in Nashville called Bonaparte's Retreat, named after her beloved dog Bonaparte, who traveled with her on tour. She's also helped create Crossroads Campus, which is a program where at-risk youth work with shelter dogs to help socialize the pets for adoption, while at the same time the kids learn special skills and gain so much self-esteem. Their self-worth and self-value is truly validated. It is an amazing program. And here she comes. I'm here with Emmy Lou Harris, multiple Grammy winner. We are so happy to have you on Pet Life Radio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And Emmy Lou, first of all, thank you so much for all of the beautiful music you've brought to the world, but also the heart that you're bringing for these animals. Tell us about the work with animals.
Oh, it's the greatest thing. I mean, obviously, I love music. I'm so grateful to be able to make my living, you know, doing what I love. But the fact, the residual effect of having a successful career, being able to do something else that I love with equal passion.
And also, you can use your celebrity and stardom with such a large voice, right? Tell us about that.
Being invited to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Because you have collaborated with so many musical artists, and in a way you're collaborating now with Fox, right?
I'm collaborating with animal rescues all around and meeting a lot of celebrities who feel the same way I do and want to spread the word about these wonderful animals. And get rid of this idea that a shelter is a depressing place. It's only a depressing place if people don't show up. They just need to show up and give themselves the gift of these wonderful, wonderful animals, because they will make your life richer than you could have ever imagined. We're on radio. You can't see.
No, we've got a camera going right here. Look
at
this little
Big
baby.
Larry.
So is Big Larry.
Big Larry won't get much bigger. He's 3 months old.
And is Big Larry up for adoption?
Oh, yes, he is.
I love this. Look at this little baby. So, Emmy Lou, do you have the animals at home? Tell us about your
Oh, yes. I have a big yellow dog who came from my rescue. big yellow dog named Kita, and she's about 12. And then I have a little sort of spaniel Pomeranian named Ernie.
And I believe animals are healers and teachers. What has Ernie taught you about life?
That he has an incredible joy for, like, every single day.
Yes.
You know, every single day. And then I've just adopted from the other rescue I'm involved with, from Crossroads Pets, Shop and Adopt. I just adopted a puggle named Miss Joy, and she definitely, but they all could have Joy as their middle name. Everyone.
I love that. Emmylou Harris, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
We are here with Rocky Kanaka. Hi, Rocky.
Hi, how are you, Megan? Good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Welcome to Pet Life Radio again.
Yes.
And we love what you're doing on your show. So tell our listeners, remind us all about the shelter work that you're doing.
Well, so here's what we're doing. On my show, Save Our Shelter, mm-hmm. I created it so we could go out and we could help these rescues that are often underfunded and overwhelmed because they're doing such amazing things. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, how do we go out and how do we get these shelters food for an entire year? Mm-hmm. How do we get the community involved, sponsors involved? And we've been able to do just that. So every Saturday morning, you can see these shelters that we've gone across the country to help support right in your living room.
This is wonderful. So name some of the cities you've gone to. Let us know where you've gone.
So we've gone to Nashville. We've gone to Greenbrier. We've gone to Vancouver, Canada.
Whoa.
Yeah, right here in Los Angeles. I mean, we're all over the nation.
I love this, Rocky. You know, my dog's super smiley. We're traveling around doing some raising awareness for pet adoption, too. So I want to give you a high five.
High five.
All right. So, Rocky, one of my themes is animals as healers and teachers.
Yes.
So what have you learned from working with all these animals?
Well,
shelter animals.
Yes, here's what I've learned. When we go to these shelters, there are so many times where I fall in love with a pet that we have to get adopted out.
Yes.
And what's neat about that is it's that age-old story where often you think you're rescuing the pet and the pet ends up rescuing you, right? When I go back and I visit these families that have rescued these pets, there is not one time where they talk about how great the pet is doing. They talk about how great they're doing and how much they've learned. So
100%.
It's a really neat experience.
100%. Well, Rocky, bless you and your work.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us again on Pet Life Radio. We'll see you on television.
Okay, sounds
All
good.
All right, bye.
Okay, thank you.
And here comes Dogs on Deployment, an amazing and inspiring group founded by one of our United States Marines. They have the mission of caring for our military's pets when our servicemen and women are deployed. Welcome, Marine Alyssa Johnson.
Thank you. I'm so happy to meet you.
And Alyssa, your organization is just amazing. My father was in World War II. Just you tell our listeners what you do.
Our organization is a national nonprofit that provides an online network for military members to find volunteers willing to board their pets during their service commitments.
Amazing, amazing. So people are our warriors who are on deployment, who have their dogs, and they love their dogs, and they may be gone for a few months, for a few years, and they don't know what to do with their pet. And people foster them, right?
It's exactly what our organization does. Anybody can be involved. It's free to register. There's no commitment. If there's a dog in your area that happens to match with your family and lifestyle, you can help a service member in need. And I'd like to say it's not just dogs. We also help cats, parrots, ferrets, and rabbits.
I love that because they're family too, right?
Exactly. All animals.
I love that. And Alyssa, you're in the Marines, right?
I am.
Thank you so much for your service. I mean, bless you, bless you. So I guess this is how you came up with the idea, right?
It was. In fact, in 2011, I had orders to go on to training where I was living in the barracks, and my husband was scheduled to deploy. He serves active duty in the Navy, and he's the co-founder of the organization, Sean Johnson. Mm-hmm. And we had our dog, JD, and no one was available to watch JD. We were able to find a very distant relative who was willing to step up and help us out for 6 months, and it got us thinking, man, if we're two people, that there must be other military members that have
Lots.
The same problem.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
And so how long has your organization been around?
2011 is when we founded.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you so much for your service. And I, getting back to the animals and this beautiful night tonight, first of all, congratulations on your award. Tell us about what you won tonight.
We won the Foster Organization of the Year from the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. It's a great honor. We're so happy and thrilled to be recognized with Fox. And we're hoping that it brings a lot more volunteers to our organization to help our service members.
Absolutely. I wish you the very, very best of luck. And one more thing. What you're talking about just goes right to the heart of everything, that animals are our family. Could you just talk a little bit about that, how much they bring meaning to our lives?
Well, I recently just got back from deployment, and my dog was pretty much the thing I missed every day. I missed having him near me. I missed walking him. I missed brushing him. And when I came home, he was so excited to see me. It was like my life was complete. Of course, my husband was there, too. But, and really, my dog. He's my baby. He brings so much stability and meaning to my life. I don't have human children, so JD is my one and only.
Well, Alisa, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure. Alisa Johnson with Dogs on Deployment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's amazing what we all can do and what is being done right now to help these rescued pets who are our family. More coming on the red carpet. I see hot in Cleveland's Wendy Malick, a bejeweled little dog star, and I want to ask the dog whisperer what dogs have taught him. Right after this break, thank you, State Farm. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ed Asner, and I'm on a super smiley adventure.
Welcome back to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio. We are live on Fox's red carpet for a television special that is right up our alley, the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. And coming down the carpet, I see hot in Cleveland's Wendy Malick, who lends her voice to the Humane Society of the United States. And she's here tonight for the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. And I have to mention that her fellow star on Hot in Cleveland is Betty White, who is appearing tonight on the Fox television special. And Super Smiley has kissed Betty. That's right, right on the face. And you can see that picture on our slideshow for the Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure show page for this episode. And now let me see if we can get to Wendy Malick on the red carpet. Wendy, welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
Wendy, thank you. First of all, bless you for all the work you do, all the commercials, all the voice that you lend to these dogs. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's the smallest thing I can do. God.
And tell us, Wendy, why is it so important for humans, for us to speak for these animals?
My best friends I've ever had in life have been four-legged friends. And there's just, it's so absolutely pure, the relationship that you have with your animals. And they don't have a voice, so we need to speak for them.
I love that you use the word pure, because I believe they have a pure spirit that actually teaches purely. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree. And I think sometimes, you know, the relationships where we're not always talking at each other, it's much more a sense of trust and of understanding. And there are times where I intentionally don't open my mouth when I'm on a horse or when I'm with the dogs.
That's right. I remember.
And a friend of mine said, can we just ride and not talk? And I sort of forgotten that this isn't just about socializing between two people. It's really about being with your horse or being with your dog.
Right.
So every morning I start my day by walking those two dogs before I go to work, and I almost never miss it, unless it's pitch dark and 4 in the morning.
And I love that you mentioned not speaking, because it's kind of in that silence where there is so much interchange and exchange. Could you speak to that just a little bit?
I think they are such great mirrors of where we are in our lives. You know, there are times when I'm just so distracted and impatient, and whether I'm with horses or dogs, they can sense it and feel it. And my dogs will go in the corner and just put their heads between their legs if I'm upset about something. They can feel it. And
they absolutely can feel it.
Or they'll come and get close to me when they know I'm upset. And it's just an incredible bond that you form with animals. And if you're open to receiving what they're trying to teach you, they can teach you an awful lot.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And Wendy, so back to what we're talking about tonight, you made such a beautiful case for rescuing animals. So why are we here tonight? Which we all take out of
this? The wonderful thing about last year was this just really got so many people to maybe learn for the first time. When you make a decision to bring an animal into your life, know that there are millions of wonderful, wonderful candidates out there just waiting for you. And that every time you buy a dog from a breeder or a pet shop, there's another dog out there who may not make it, may not survive, because we have way too many of them, and there are far too many healthy dogs and cats being euthanized every year.
And there's so many beautiful ones that are being showcased tonight, yeah. But also in the shelters all across the country, there's the perfect match for every single person.
Yeah,
in the city, right?
Yeah. This is my niece, Gwen, and she and I,
hi, Gwen.
5 years ago or 4 years ago, we went and on New Year's Day, I think it was, or day after New Year's, and we had lost a dog, and my husband said, I think it's time for us to get another one, and so we went, and she was in the corner of her little cage just shivering, and her fur was kind of mottled, and she'd been on the street for a while, but she had the most beautiful eyes, and she looked at us and just said, I need to come with you.
I love that.
And she knew it right away.
Yes.
And she said, this dog really needs us. There was a beautiful, you know, German Shepherd just down from her, and everybody wanted him, and it was like there was this little creature over there who just was letting us know that. And she's the most incredible dog. I mean, she's smart as a whip. She would guard us with her life. She's
and again, they were. She was speaking to you.
Oh, yeah?
Back to the first thing we were talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, Wendy Malik, thank you so much for joining us again on Pet Life Radio. And bless you for
thank
your
you so much.
And I see the cutest little white dog walking the carpet with her people. Now, I've heard she's the star of a new TV series, Bow Wow World. So let's meet Snow White. Patrick and Paul,
yes.
And Snow White, 90210, welcome, yes, to a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, Snow White here is bedazzled, bejeweled, so tell us about what she's doing here at the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration.
Actually, she's a celebrity guest, and yes, she just came in to be able to just check everything out and see all the other puppies.
She's here to support. She's excited that all these dogs are getting great homes. And, you know, she's got a great home with us. So she's here to support her fellow doggies.
And I heard you talking about her line of clothing. Tell us about that.
This is actually one of the ones that I had made her. And she's developing an entire series that she's going to be doing, branding her Snow White 90210 line.
The jewelry collection, though, is going to be amazing.
And tell us about
some of the pieces. It's very one, very unique pieces. Snow White picks out the jewelry. We have
that.
It and have the designs, and she will pick out which ones she likes, and that's what we're having duplicated.
You've seen her wear it on E! Television. She did a series on New Money. She showcased it on Reels Channel.
On Beverly Hills Pond.
Of course.
She's done it in Japan. She's got her own show in Japan called Bow Wow World.
Oh, wonderful. I love this.
She did Woman on the Planet. So she wears her accessories and her clothes on all the
and everyone
series.
Kept asking us, well, where do we get the jewelry Snow White wears? So we're like, let's put a jewelry line together.
And you know what this reminds me of? What this is beautiful, it talks about the human-animal bond and how much we are bonded to our animals. They are our families.
Yes.
Can you talk about Snow White as part of your family?
She is our family.
Yeah.
We have one daughter in college, and then this is the one that doesn't talk back. We like this one.
I love this. And for me, animals are healers and teachers. I've learned so much from my horses, my dogs, my kitty cats. What has Snow White got to share with the world? What does she want to tell us?
Because Snow White, she works as a celebrity puppy as well. She goes to Children's Hospital and works with the kids. Last week, he took her to the VA hospital, and she was healing and therapy for the Vietnam, you know, from the vets. She's just amazing.
I love that. So I think the moral here is go out and adopt a dog. How about that?
Yes, adopt. Everyone, adopt
it.
A dog.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for what you two are doing with Snow White. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Bye. And now I'm here with Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. Hello, Caesar.
Pet Life Radio.
Yes. Caesar, Anna, I believe animals are healers and teachers, and we can learn from our dogs. What do they teach us, our dogs?
Healers and what? And teachers?
Teachers. What do our dogs teach us?
Absolutely.
Yes, tell us.
Healthy lifestyle.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Live in the moment.
Love that.
That's right. Being part of a family.
Uh-huh.
Do not manufacture problems. Survival is good.
Yes.
That's right. Earning things is great.
Yes.
Celebrate the simple things.
Like that one.
It's about trust, respect, and love. They are the most honest species on the planet. They have the best integrity in the world. And no one is more loyal to a human than a dog.
Perfect. And bless you. Bless you in your work. And thank you to all of the groups who are taking part in this all-star dog rescue celebration. To petfinders.com, Wings of Rescue, The Unchained Group, Fences for Fido, Emmy Lou Harris's Crossroads for Pets, for our military personnel, Dogs on Deployment, and thank you to the amazing stars out tonight shining their brilliance on these beautiful rescued dogs. To host Kaylee Cuoco, executive producers Hillary Swank and Michael Levitt, Carrie Anna Naba, Betty White, Scarlett Johansson, Randy Jackson, and you can see all of them tonight, Thanksgiving night on Fox at 8, 7 Central on the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration. And be sure to share our show here throughout the holidays to remind everyone that they can enhance their family by adding a rescued pet who will love them forever. And when you share it, be sure to hashtag All-Star Dog Rescue and tag Super Smiley and me on Twitter at Super Smiley Dog and at Megan_Blake. All of our social media links are super easy to find at MeganBlakeOfficial.com. And tweet us pics of your rescued dogs and pets. We would love to share them. Now remember, it's at Super Smiley Dog. And before we go, we want to send out a super shout out and thank you to our super producer, Mark Winter. Without Mark, we would not be here. And thank you also so much to our national sponsor, State Farm, who does so much for dogs. We love you, Heather Paul and State Farm. Thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this Super Smiley adventure. And until next time, woof and super smile.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.